It's a Hill Country Saturday here on Sun Radio. I'm Kevin Connor, and this evening, Lake Street Dive returns to Austin to play at Moody Amphitheater in Waterloo Park, and I'm going to talk to Bridget Carney of Lake Street Dive in just a moment, but first a medley of some of their best-known, most popular songs, most of which you've heard here on Sun Radio quite a bit, and see if you can tell what these songs all have in common.
I'm taking night classes. I'm making sculptures. I wish I'd met you when I was 17, before I seen the things that I've seen. Confidant, it's the one I call. I know something wrong with the limits. We've got time to round, but we can spin it. Confidant, it's with the world.
Sun Radio on a Hill Country Saturday, Lake Street Dive. What do all those songs have in common? Let's see. Bad Self-Portraits, 17, Call Off Your Dogs, Good Kisser, Hypotheticals, Dance with a Stranger. All great songs, some of the most popular songs by Lake Street Dive. But one other thing that they have in common. They were all written by my guest, Bridget Carney. Hi, Bridget.
Hello. Thank you for having me.
You know, there's a phrase that we have in Texas for something like that, when you play a medley of some of the best-known, most popular, greatest hits of Lake Street Dive. Ain't bragging if it's true. Ain't bragging if it's true. What is it about your songs that tend to be the ones that stand out on the records? Have you ever tried to figure that out? Figure out the magic?
I don't know. I'm trying to write songs right now, actually, for our next record. So it has been something I've been thinking about. And I think you just want to like find some version of empathy with the audience and imagine like what's going to really resonate with them and with yourself. You know, I'm always like trying to find something that like really feels true when you say it out loud, you know?
One true thing.
There you go.
Hemingway.
That's the Hemingway. That's kind of a big inspiration for me as a writer. He was always saying, just find one true thing and that will lead you where you need to go. You know, riff off of that. But as long as you have some kernel of like real truth that you're starting from, that's your foundation.
You know where the Hemingway papers are?
No.
The John F. Kennedy Library in Dorchester.
No way. Okay.
I worked there back in the day. I'm from Boston.
Amazing.
Bridget Carney and Lake Street Dive started in Boston. But yeah, that was an interesting... You came from Iowa to go to Boston to go to school. That's a big leap.
I moved to Boston to go to New England Conservatory. And like the two cities that I was kind of looking at going to school in at the time were Boston and New York City. And I remember visiting them both. And at the time, they looked the same to me. Like, I couldn't differentiate those two cities from one another because they were both just city. And now, with a lot more perspective, they're so different from one another. But yeah, that's how far I was from being comfortable in a city at that time.
You went to be a jazz bass player. Like, one of your grandmothers, I think, played bass, right? Stand-up bass?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, my grandmother Ellen, my dad's mother.
I just saw something recently that at the same time you're going to the conservatory, you also went to Tufts?
I did. I went to Tufts and I was an English major there.
You were an achiever.
You know, I like a project.
And a couple of bands, and you worked at Fenway Park.
I worked at Fenway Park selling foam fingers.
Foam
Still the
fingers.
Best job I've ever had in my life.
Foam fingers. And you set a record for selling foam fingers.
I sure did. 105 foam fingers in one game.
Oh, that my God.
You're running up and down those stands. You're turning on the charm.
You know who hates foam fingers?
Who?
The guy sitting behind the guy with the foam finger.
Right? Come on, have a little fun. We just revisited Fenway Park about 6 months ago. The band got like a tour from the organist, Josh Cantor.
Oh, how cool.
Whoa, what a job that is to like just time it correctly to all of the play of the game and like,
yeah,
you know, make all these references. And you're playing for, you know, 40, 50,000 people. I forget how many that stadium holds.
34,000.
There you go.
You were in a couple of different bands in while you were going to a couple of different colleges. You've had a lot of bands over the years, but Lake Street Dive, now you all are an established band of over 20 years. Do you ever look into the future and say, are we going to still do this in 20 years? Because it seems like you could.
Yeah, I think we'd all like to. That's the future we're all hoping for. So just trying to continue to find ways to like keep it fresh, change up the way we do things, change, you know, bring in new people. We've got these like amazing horn players that we've been working with the last couple of days or years, the Hunter Tones. They're going to be in Austin with us on the show, and a percussionist named Nega Santos. And so, yeah, that's been just like another color to play with, a new energy. And yeah, every time we're making a new record, we are thinking about like, how can we make this one special and keep it exciting for ourselves too, keep ourselves like inspired and motivated.
It has taken a lot of guys to replace McDuck, Mike Olson, because he played guitar and trumpet and a bunch of stuff. And is he doing all right?
He's doing all right. Yeah, he's staying at home with his wife and his two kids, and he's loving that.
We're talking with Bridget Carney from Lake Street Dive, playing tonight at Moody Amphitheater. I want to go back to songwriting because you have had some great success. When and it sounds like you already answered the question, when you sit down to write a song, are you writing it with the band in mind because you have your own albums and those songs are, I don't know, kind of different, I think. Are you just trying to write the best song you can and then decide where it goes, or are you writing with Rachel's voice in mind?
I think I'm some days a little bit of both of those things. You know, sometimes I just sit down and go for it and see where it leads. And then in that way, you can sort of surprise yourself with things that do work well for the band that maybe you didn't realize could work well for the band. I've been writing like after the show a little bit recently, and that's been a really fun way to sort of like be paying attention during the show to like moments that I think are really special, and then kind of imagine moments that I like wish were there. Like after the show, go back to my dressing room and kind of like try to jot something down about that feeling that I like wish was there.
I want to play the song off the new record, Good Together, that you wrote, that I don't know if it makes it to the show. I would imagine now it's getting pretty competitive for songs to make it to the show because you all have such a great body of work. But the song 25, you wrote 17 a long time ago, and this song about 25, first of all, do you compose on the bass?
That song, I think I wrote like during a band writing retreat that we were having in Vermont, and Rachel came in with the idea for a song. She said, I think we should have a song that's like about a past relationship. So it's like a breakup song, but it's like a positive memories of the relationship. Like, you know, hey, this wasn't forever, but that doesn't mean that it wasn't meaningful and wonderful while it lasted. So that was her idea. And I kind of like took that back to my hotel room that night and had my like MIDI keyboard.
Mm-hmm.
So I think I was just writing with MIDI, you know, digital keyboard sounds. And that was where I like came up with the chords for that. And in that instance, like writing for Rachel's voice, but also kind of like, since it was her idea, I'm sort of compiling like the version of that story in my life. Mm-hmm. And then also the version of that story in her life, which like I've witnessed those relationships,
sure,
you know, of hers. So it's kind of like a synthesis of both of our experiences in that storytelling. Yeah, and then when we brought it into the band, we kind of like played it for a while as a full band with drums and bass and guitar and keyboard. And then we decided in the end that stripping it back to that just piano and singing was like the most powerful version of the song.
It's a beautiful song, written by
Thank you.
Bridget Carney. It's on the new Lake Street Dive album, Good Together. Let's play it right now. 25 on Sun Radio. Is Lake Street Dive and 25. I'm Kevin Connor. It's a Hill Country Saturday, and Bridget Carney from Lake Street Dive is on the Zoom with me this morning. Coming back to Austin, we've had some fun shows around here. I remember one year I went to ACL Fest. I didn't have any responsibilities like to do interviews and stuff. I just came down to the park just to see you guys. Back then, the show closer was You Go Down Smooth. That was the big show closer for a while. Are there songs that you almost have to play, otherwise people would come away disappointed?
Yeah, well, we still often close the show with You Go Down Smooth, and then we use Good Kisser as an encore.
Right.
And those are two that I feel like we pretty much have on the set every time. We've been opening with Good Together, which I think is just like a great opener because it has that little keyboard riff right
yeah.
at the beginning of it
yeah.
that kind of like opens the show really well. I think Hypotheticals, we pretty much try to play every show.
When Lake Street Dive is not on tour, you don't sit around too much. You got all these other bands.
Yeah, well, I've been doing like solo touring a little bit the last couple of years, which has been really fun, like in two different live settings. Like in one version, I was like going to different cities and putting together a local band to play the show, like of people that I knew, musicians who live in that city.
Oh my God, like Chuck Berry.
Yeah, it was kind of like on that model. And I was just realizing that like over the years of touring with Lake Street Dive for the last, you know, 20 years, like I've met so many musicians in each city that I actually like know a great cast of musicians in almost every city. And they're people that I like have a chat with, you know, at a festival or something and like
sure.
admire their playing, but we never actually get to make music together. So it was really fun to like call on that Rolodex of people. And we would just do like one rehearsal the day before the show and then one show. And that was it.
I asked the question out loud the other day, does anybody still have a Rolodex? We still make it. We make the Rolodex reference all the time. Kids are probably like, What's a Rolodex?
They're like, what's a Rolodex? Yeah.
Yeah. Your phone. Your phone is your Rolodex. You just love to play.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, that version of making music where it's like you're really flying by the seat of your pants. Like you don't know what sound is going to come out of each musician. Like,
yeah.
because you've only had one rehearsal is a thrill ride that I still enjoy, you know?
I think that's why musicians smile so much when the song is over.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
It's like, yeah, we did that.
Pulled it off, you know?
Bridget Carney from Lake Street Dive, which, by the way, if anybody didn't know, Lake Street is a kind of a rundown street in Minneapolis, right?
Yeah, it's a street that, so McDuck, who our original guitar player, he gave the band that name, and it was kind of an homage to like his uncle who was a local musician in Minneapolis when McDuck was growing up. And he would always be playing in these dive bars that were on Lake
right.
Street.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, the Lake Street is like a dive that's on Lake Street.
And I'm sure you've visited Lake Street and checked out the dive bars.
We have. Yeah. Yeah. It's a great scene.
All right. Well, Bridget, thank you so much for your time. I appreciate it.
And thank you. Nice talking to you.
I'm going to close with the song that you start the show with, Good Together. And this is a whole a band co-write. And there's a lot of those on the new album, too. I like, is it what you were saying before? One person comes with an idea and then you just sit around and jam it out?
Well, in this instance, it was a kind of songwriting method that we created on the spot, which was to use Dungeons and Dragons 20-sided die to like roll and decide what the chords, the meter, and the tempo of the song are going to be.
Wow.
And then kind of that's your starting point, and then you build from there.
Interesting. I'm not a D&D guy, so I have no clue how you describe it, but I can imagine. And you all sound so good together.
Hey, thank you.
Sorry, cheesy DJ thing. I had to do it. Bridget Carney, Lake Street Dive, Sun Radio.
I know I'm not the first one.